From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako at Porcupine Soup follows up on the shocking story of the town of Cairo's tax era. On November 7th, Cairo Town Supervisor Jason Watts said taxes were only increasing by 0.51% as the final 2023 budget was adopted. But then on December 28th, town officials say an error was discovered, and actually the town levy was growing by 7.5% and the tax rate was increasing by 5.11%. On December 29th, the town board held an emergency meeting to pass a local law authorizing an override of the state's tax cap. Porcupine Soup has repeatedly asked the New York State Comptroller's Office for comment without response. Town Attorney Tal Rapplea did not provide any clarity on the error, saying, and I quote, "The only thing we can think of is there was some type of typographical or accounting error in the document that the town presented on the night of the public hearing," end quote. The town clearly broke state rules that clearly state that an override of the state's tax cap must be passed by a town before they vote on a budget that overrides the tax cap. The New York State Department of Taxation and Finance and the New York State Department of State, local governments, says towns, and I quote, may override the tax levy limit only by first passing a local law, end quote, that allows for the tax levy limit to be exceeded. Further stated, and I quote, a budget officer or chief executive may prepare a tentative budget that requires a tax levy in excess of the levy limit. However, the governing body cannot, without first complying with the override requirements, 1. Adopt a budget that requires a levy in excess of the tax levy limit, or 2. Impose or cause the imposition of a tax levy to the extent that the budget requires a levy in excess of the levy limit, end quote. Cairo's lawyer seemed to admit that he oversaw the town break the rules. Rapplea said, and I quote, if it turns out that the tax override law is no good, then we have to do what we have to do with the comptroller's office, end quote. The town of Cairo also seems to be ignoring the rules written specifically for a situation of this sort. The New York State Comptroller's Office website says, and I quote, in the event that a local government or school district levies more than the amount allowable under the tax levy limit due to a clerical or technical error, the local government or school district must place the excess amount in a reserve in accordance with requirements as prescribed by the state comptroller. The funds and any interest earned must be used to offset the tax levy in the following fiscal year. Further, if upon post-audit, the state comptroller finds that a local government levied taxes in excess of the allowable limit, the local government must place an amount equal to the excess in the reserve, end quote. Cairo residents are upset about the enormous tax bills they are now getting because of an alleged clerical error. Frank Algazine, a Cairo resident who formerly served as Greene County's Director of Real Property Taxes, said, and I quote, to hear of this kind of gross error in the tax levy increase calculation raises serious concerns in my mind about the entire town of Cairo town budget. The next town of Cairo board meeting is at 7 p.m. January 9th at the town hall. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul has approved a new law preventing any party in a mortgage foreclosure process from unilaterally stopping and restarting the statute of limitations to bring back what would otherwise be a time-barred application. State Senator James Sanders, who sponsored the legislation, said, and I quote, I heartily applaud Governor Kathy Hochul for doing the right thing to make sure the foreclosure process in New York is fair to all parties concerned. For most two people, a home is a family's biggest investment, and it is where they live their lives, end quote. Assemblyperson Helene Weinstein also backed the measure, saying, and I quote, the deck has long been stacked against homeowners due to a highly flawed mortgage foreclosure process, and this bill will go a long way to adding back some fairness to the process, end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the town of Coyman celebrates its 350th anniversary this year. There will be a parade and other special events this summer, and right now, the Historical Society's Museum at 15 Mountain Road in Ravenna has an exhibit on the town's founding. Albany County Legislator Zachary Collins, a Republican who represents Coyman, said after visiting the exhibit, and I quote, "You don't really know who you are if you don't know where you come from or where you've been. I just had a tour of the museum, and it's amazing. It makes you proud to see where you've come from and the history of the town," end quote. The exhibit traces the town history back to 1673, when Barrett Coymans received a patent for a 125-square-mile tract of land where he would build a stone Coymans Castle at the corner of what is now Westerlo and First Street. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.